This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and today we're talking to Joe Donlan, who is one of the partners for Standard Equipment. They're one of the largest Elgin sweeper dealers in the United States, and Joe specifically handles their division that is called Custom Rebuilt. And one of the things they offer is their professionals at Standard Equipment doing refurbishment and updating and so forth on a variety of used equipment, not just sweepers, but we'll be talking about sweepers today. But I asked Joe to, they were involved at the National Pavement Expo. I didn't get a chance to talk to him there, but it's a lot noisier there too. So we agreed to have a conversation for the industry here today. So thanks a lot, Joe, for making the time for us. And please tell our listeners what you'd like them to know about the Custom Rebuilt operation that you had up.
All right. Well, Custom Rebuilt was established in 2006. Where the reason I established it, started it, is that us, like many other dealers around the country, accumulated used equipment over the years, and I got kind of tired of looking at it along the fence. So I devised ways of moving that equipment to the right end customers. And with that was also looking for additional pieces that I needed, because anytime you start marketing one direction, you end up attracting other customers. Well, I found that it was very difficult to nail those pieces down, because you couldn't get a real clear idea of what was available, in that most of the descriptions of equipment were not analytic. It was, the typical of responses, oh, it was running until we got it, that type of thing, but no real technical evaluation. And that's kind of what the light bulb went on. I thought, well, there's really not a very good marketplace for equipment where you really understand what you're getting. And in operations like CarMax, I tried to do as close as I could to that, so that customer A gets exactly what he needs, but also is we find out what he needs, because a lot of times our customers don't know what they need without a few questions being thrown at them, because it's their first time buying a sweeper, or maybe it's their first time using a sweeper in a particular application, and they make there are a variety of types of sweepers made, and they're not all made for one particular application. So that's kind of where that sprung out, and then we were pretty successful at it. We got our service mark from the patent office based on what we do, and that is we search out usable cores. We look at everything we buy before we buy it for our stock. We then bring it to our shop, do a full service evaluation, not just the sweeper, also the truck, because it's part and parcel of the whole. And then we either A, rebuild it to just on spec, or we hold it to fully custom rebuild it for whomever it is that would need it. And by doing that, we adhere to their actual needs, based on what they're using it for, how many hours they intend on using it. So if you get a contractor that's got a short runway of work, maybe a year or something like that, there are items that on a sweeper that will go out over time. We have a unique ability to analyze things like that because of our history, and I'm kind of unwinding here, but back in the 1980s, Standard Equipment was Elgin Sweeper Company's remanufacturing arm. So we would go out and buy used cores, rebuild them to a spec that was developed between Elgin Sweeper and Standard Equipment, sell them back to the factory, and then they distributed them as a product. With that program alone, we rebuilt over 350 Elgin Pelicans, which is a highly mechanized piece of equipment and not the easiest sweeper to rebuild. But you get real intimate with the workings of them. And we took that further with air sweepers on it for rebuilding for our own account, and then also truck-mounted mechanicals. So that's kind of how we got where we're at. Now we're established as a brand name, and the brand means quite a bit to Standard Equipment and my brothers, and we see a pretty rosy future. We also, in addition, Ranger, as you said, we do rebuild other equipment, but we have a very narrow range because you can only be so good at so many things, but we do rebuild sewer cleaners and underground camera equipment.
Well, that's a real nice overview, Joe. And one of the things that I tell contractors, which, you know, of course I work with them every week, is when they call me and want to talk about used equipment, what do I think about this one that was in sweeper market or that one? One of the things that I tell them right off is that you've got to realize when you're buying a sweeper from a contractor or from a city, for that matter, you're getting the worst one that they have in their fleet, typically. They're not giving you the best one. So having you able to look at that seems like it really makes a difference.
Well, we strive for excellence. It's, sure we have our surprises, but we don't make our customers share in those surprises. That's what we're doing. And the more of it you do, the easier it gets. We've got, there are little tricks, like we don't buy equipment. We buy equipment primarily out of municipal realms. We don't buy out of auctions because you can't have enough time to actually analyze something properly and know what you're getting, because the auctions kind of come up quickly. But we do buy ex municipal equipment, and then put them together properly so that the customer doesn't have to do it. They don't have to think about it, because these are some of these purchases are one of a lifetime, or maybe a customer of ours will buy every 5 years. It's not an event that they're really qualified to look at, because it's a complicated machine, and there are a lot of different variables that can make your decision on what you purchase not a real pleasant experience.
Right. Just about anything can happen. One of the things that I tell people about that are unfamiliar with sweepers, and they say, well, what's a sweeper do? And I say, they break. That's what they tend to do. It's just such a tough working environment out there. And a lot of contractors, unless you're really tuned into a particular make and model and have lots of them and lots of experience, you're not even going to know what the major pitfalls are in terms of the componentry on them and how to evaluate that and so forth. So it seems to me that having professionals that have done this for a lot of years, I mean, obviously you have a much better opportunity to get a solid machine and to get what you expect rather than just to get a machine and kind of take pot luck as to what's going to happen with it.
When we look at machines, and we've got a way of doing it, but for every three machines, we might buy one. We do this by looking through, videos of specific areas of a sweeper, and then furthermore questioning the owner of the sweeper to run certain components of it. Then finally, if it comes into a point where we're pretty sure it's a decent enough machine, I have an equipment analyst that has been our service manager. He's been a lot of different things, trainer, and he will actually go out and look at the piece of equipment or direct somebody in the area of the country that's there to take a look at it. With that, too, there are areas of the country we don't buy equipment from. I mean, for instance, any coastal areas, they're, you know, typically they look nice, but inside they're, because of salt air, brackish water, whatever, they're not that good a candidate for rebuilding.
Well, that all makes sense. And the ability to cherry pick the machines you bring in and then upgrade them from there with the components they need. And I really like the part you were talking about where you can, you know, custom rebuild something for somebody depending on the length of service or what they're really looking at. They may need something, not quite as with some of the componentry left because you know it's going to last through their service cycle. Whereas if somebody wanted to get complete service life out of it, they might want more things rebuilt at a higher price. So I think that is a unique flavor that you bring to this as well.
And that's the custom and custom rebuild. So we kind of came up with that over a couple of beers, actually.
Uh-huh. And it's worked for a couple of years. So.
Yeah, yes, it has.
Is there anything else that you'd want people to know about this? The equipment is going to be primarily in Chicago at your location, and you ship all over the country, I'm sure. And
we do. We do keep some pieces around the country, but one of the things is that I know my mechanic's ability and my foreman's ability to repair something, so. We really try to do it all at our location because I can control the quality. There are a couple dealers around the country that I'll use for certain things so that we don't have to rack up freight charges and stuff. And I might have that piece of equipment sit there at another dealer's location. I mean, there's plenty of dealers that buy from Custom Rebuild, and that's one of the other reasons why we separate it by brand name from standard equipment, because essentially we can have other dealers selling our brand, Custom Rebuild. They're not selling standard. That would be a little weird. It wouldn't, you know.
Right.
They have their own dealership. So, and we do a variety of things. We'll either assist them with the sale down to the point where will help their salesmen figure out what the customer actually needs, because most dealerships out there, they're good at selling new equipment, maintaining new equipment, providing parts for new equipment, but used equipment is different. It's not sold with features and benefits. It's really provided for situations where we try to take care of a situation for a customer, but after listening to what they're trying to do. So we're not necessarily even always selling the Elgin brand, because there are certain areas of the country that, there might be other brands that have better after service support.
Or they may have a fleet of those other types of sweepers already too.
Right. But it doesn't hurt having the Elgin brand, because we've got mechanics that get exceptional training through Elgin. We have, there are quite a few of these out there in the country, so it certainly doesn't hurt having that affiliation. They've helped us along as a dealer, so in new equipment.
Well, that's certainly the truth of it. Is there anything else that you'd like people to know about the Custom Rebuild?
Only we keep a decent inventory. We also have pretty much our finger on the pulse of the available equipment around the United States. So if we don't have it, I do have it logged in the computer, and we're usually maybe a week away or so of finding the right piece for that individual. And it might be we have a contractor in Ohio that needs something, but the piece of equipment's in California, and we know where the right piece is. So if we don't have it available, we can get it, and then it's just a matter of obtaining it and rebuilding it.
So if somebody goes to the website and does not see what they're after, it would certainly make sense that they could give you a call and see what's in the pipeline or what might be available in the near future.
Absolutely. And then also the other thing is, and I'm not trying to talk somebody down off of a situation, but sometimes we'll get contractors that want to buy really the wrong piece for a particular situation. So advice is free. Myself and the two salesmen that I have are not antsy individuals. Both of them either owned dealerships or were part of a family-owned dealership in the past, and they're not wet behind the ears. We're here to listen and then react, not the other way around.
Well, that's very important because I certainly have heard many, many stories through my three decades of being involved with sweeping that involve contractors that just bought the wrong piece of equipment. And so that's something you just definitely don't need to be doing. It's a very expensive mistake, and it has been fatal in some situations, too.
I've actually successfully helped some people make or not make the wrong decision a number of times. I'd rather see that than actually, than put them in something that where they're gonna fail. So it's not what we do. It's not what we're about. We get a pretty good part of the market share. Obviously, it's always good to get more, but at some point in time, if a person or an individual has the expectation for piece of equipment and there's no way, from listening to them that the piece of equipment they want will actually perform that way, I don't really want to be part of that decision. So,
well, you've been around a long time and you certainly want to be in the forefront of longevity. So, your reputation is precedes you, and that's a good thing to keep going with.
Yep. That's, I think, about all I have, Ranger.
Yeah, that's it. Ultimately, I think that's pretty much. And I appreciate on your website, Joe has, a little quote, and it says, "I strive to provide solutions to customer situations by listening to their needs and devising plans to accommodate them." So based on that and what you've already said, I think that's maybe a good place to leave our interview, because it's open-ended, it's helpful, and it's very professional.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Tell people how they can get hold of the company and of you.
Okay, the easiest way to get a hold of us is either give us a call, 800-633-2997, and ask for custom rebuild. Or you can email myself, Joe Donlin at Standard Equipment. I probably will, involve either Rick Timmerman or Jim Ricker in conversations and stuff, because they're the ones that actually, move the ball a bit.
Right, they're the boots on the ground for that part of it.
There's a boots on the ground that are working from their homes.
That's it. I talked to Rick earlier today, and he's gets to go on vacation. I can't imagine you're giving him vacation, but
absolutely.
That'll be a story for another day.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
all right. Well, thanks a lot for this, Joe, and we'll put that contact information in the article as well.
Okay, great. Oh, one other thing is we are upgrading our website. We're going to have a freestanding website, which is www.custom-rebuilt.com. That's going to be up and running now, in about a month. In the meantime, all our inventory is at the Standard Equipment website, which is www.standardequipment.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.